This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
Jennifer Gregory, Executive Director of Mitchell County Schools.
Tell me about technology, what's going on. I think you've got some hotspots to work with.
We do. So we were able to get hotspots through the Dogwood Trust Fund that were installed at the end of last week at 14 locations across the county. These are called Smart Bus Community Hotspots, but they're not going to be housed on buses at this time. We have different locations, which we'll get the list out this week for those, where students could go sit in the parking lot at these businesses and churches who have so graciously allowed us to put a hotspot there and access Wi-Fi. Our Board of Education purchased 300 hotspots for teachers and students who did not have internet access at their homes or strong internet access, and we've given out half of those already so that they can use these hotspots at their homes until the end of the school year to access their work assignments.
And that will be something that you would eventually bring back, and if we need them again, you'll have them to use them.
We will.
Well,
we
that
will.
Is really cool. You know, it's amazing with the technology that's out there. We're in a situation, really, before this, but we're in a situation where everybody having a device is a really cool thing.
It is. There are many larger districts across North Carolina that are not one-to-one districts like we are in Mitchell County. So being a one-to-one district, when this occurred, all students had access to a device that they could take home. So our K-3 students have iPads, our 4-12 students have MacBooks, and so every student has access to a device that they can use to access their work assignments on.
And with the hotspots we were talking about, if they don't have good internet at home, that can take care of that.
So it can.
It's really neat. And that can keep the wheels turning for now until we see what happens, what the new normal becomes, because we don't even know about next fall what's going to happen.
No, we don't. We know that there are recommendations that are at the state level right now. And so I think that the way we started school in August 2019 and what we saw in our schools will look different in August 2020 as far as the safety measures that will be in place. So we'll just have to wait for that guidance and plan for next year.
Yeah, put it together then. I would think that with this, between the folks helping with the hotspots and with the folks helping with the lunches and everything else going on, there's a lot of folks in the community that have in some way or another pitched in to help all this work.
We have had great community support through all this. Penland School of Crafts donated 600 art bags, and those were sent home with our K-2 students during one of the pickups so that they would have art supplies and activities that they could do at home. Janice Jackson and the Mitchell Mask Makers gave 75 cloth masks to our employees who are still in our buildings working every day with the meal distribution. Rural Education Partners comes every week with their volunteers, and they pack 75 food boxes for students who may need weekend food. And then our churches have pitched in and made donations of food so that we can give these food boxes to kids who need them during the weekend time.
And whether we like it or not, the young folks not having something to eat, that's very real.
It is very real. And our numbers are increasing each week of the number of food boxes we need to get to kids for the weekend.
Okay. And I bet somebody started already thinking, okay, now what are we going to do for the summer? But we will not talk about that now because
we'll come back
another time when those wheels on the bus have turned.
Yes.
And, of course, your staff, the ones that are still working, the teachers have done amazing work. But like bus drivers and the cafeteria folks, they've really gone beyond, haven't they?
Our bus drivers and cafeteria staff have been amazing. They have been there in our buildings working every day to fix the food, to deliver the food, and we could not have done this nutrition program without their help.
Well, that's really neat. There's a lot going on. We look forward to hearing the final plans for graduation.
Yes.
And we look forward to what the future has to hold. I know that you guys will continue to do the best you can to educate them and hold it all together.
We will do our best, and like I said, we thank the community and the parents and the students so much for their support during this time. It's been tough on all of us, but we're doing the best that we can, and we know that they are too, to educate our kids and keep them safe and healthy.
All right. Jennifer, thanks for stopping by, and looking forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to Mitchell County Schools Executive Director Jennifer Gregory for visiting with us both yesterday and today on the program. Remember, if you did not get to hear yesterday's program or would like to hear both parts again, they're available online. Just go to our website and go to where it says Community Close-Up. Again, Jennifer, thank you. And thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.